Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rays Radio's own Neil Solent. Neil, what's happening? Good morning. Hope you're feeling all right today.
Yeah, good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I appreciate the time. And Ryan Pepiot yesterday looked like Jim Palmer, Tom Seaver, Don Drysdale, throwing a right-hander that throws hard and gets a lot of Ks. And look, he's talented as all get out. But last night, was that kind of a career-defining start for him? Because he looked pretty impressive, and I know 11 Ks was a career high for sure.
I don't know if I would say career-defining. Obviously, that in the next several years, will define whether that was a breakthrough moment. I think he's been really good, though, the last probably month and a half. I think it's 7 out of 8. He's had at least rollable quality starts, and the 8 innings was the longest he's gone. I think, as a group, he and the rest of the starting pitching are a big reason why the Rays have gone on the kind of run they've gone on and gone 19 out of 25 now.
Now, you got Zach Littell tonight, and the Orioles were putting up some crooked numbers there against the Angels, and they're as healthy as they've been, Neil, as you know, offensively in quite some time. They got that silence last night. Eplin got it handed to him, but give us an idea of what Littell's going to bring. Not a big lefty-heavy rotation for Tampa Bay, and we'll see what goes on, but what about Littell? What's the challenge that Manzo's troops are going to be facing tonight down at Steinbrenner Field?
Well, I mean, I know Baltimore's got a really good lineup. You know, I think this the same core that, has been good the last several years. And, I would think over time, a younger group is going to continue to mature. You know, in terms of Zach, the greatest challenge for him is, I mean, for the most part, he's a finesse guy. You know, he's probably similar to Zach Littell in that he, works in, out, up, down, uses all four quadrants, mixes several pitches. Needs to keep teams off balance. The key for him is keeping the ball in the yard. He's right at the top of Major League Baseball in home runs allowed. And I always say home runs aren't going to beat you if you give up solo shots. His last time out, though, he gave up 4 of them and lost a 4-3 ball game and still gave his team a really good chance to win. But he's going to throw strikes. He's going to keep the ball in the zone. He's going to let his fielders do the work. And if, he limits the balls in the air at the ballpark, he's always got a chance.
Now, Neil, you talk about the pitching of the Tampa Bay Rays, this 19-6 run that they've gone on that puts them right now in a wild card situation, pretty strong at that. But the offense, so looking at a stat watch of the game here locally on Masson, that the Rays offense putting up crooked numbers a lot, 6 runs per game plus on average, 7 against the Birds last night. Talk about some of these. They're not household names. We know Brandon Lau, he's a former Terp, and, we always wish well for the Maryland guys, but not a lot of household names, but top 10 in runs, homers, and all sorts of impressive offensive categories right now.
I think a lot of people forget because the last year was such a down year for the group that there's still a pretty good core of a team that was top 3 in Major League Baseball in runs scored just 2 years ago, and Yandy Diaz and Brandon Lau and Josh Lowe were a big part of it. And those are the guys who generally are hitting 1-2-3. Now, I think probably the breakthrough guy is Jonathan Aranda. He's a guy who's in his mid-20s. AAA, he was putting up 1,000 OPS numbers back-to-back years. And each time he would get called up, he had a tough time, you know, translating to the big league level. And I think the last month of last year, he was the Rays' best hitter. And I think that confidence that he had is carried over to this year and the same approach. And he's become an important guy in the middle of the lineup. And then probably the other guy who most people are talking about is the guy who leads them in home runs and ribbies, and that's Junior Caminero. And when Junior was called up for good last quarter of last year, he was rated the number one prospect in baseball. And, you know, I think he's still going to have his ups and downs because he's only 21 years of age, but, you know, he's got a really, really high ceiling, as he's shown already. He's, what, you know, 17 homers, 45 ribbies, and we're not at the midway point. So he's got a chance to put up big numbers, and then I think the Rays have a lot of speed. They lead Major League Baseball in stolen bases, and I think it not only translates into the fact that they're running the bases well in terms of the steals, but they're also taking the extra base and doing the little things at the bottom of the order that's setting it up for the top five group.
Neil Solins, Rays Radio, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Orioles at Tampa, game two tonight, 7:35. Dean Kramer against Zach Littell. Assuming health is their friend with the Rays there, Neil, buyers, sellers, what do you see the trade deadline being like? Because, you know, the Yankees, you know, they're still in first, but they're scuffling a little bit. Orioles are still buried bottom of the division. Three AL East teams are wild card worthy right now. What's the approach going to be for the front office heading into the next month, 6 weeks here?
It's a good question, and it's one that's really hard to gauge at this point, you know, just because of, and I wouldn't count Baltimore out in terms of, you know, even the postseason this year. I know where they are in the standings, and they're 11 under 500, but I still remember what Detroit did last year, even after they traded people at the deadline. I still remember Houston was 12 and 24 to begin the year, and they ended up winning their division. And I still think 90 plus games is still a long way to go before you count a team that's, you know, out that's that talented. You know, in terms of the Rays, they're waiting on some other guys to get healthy still. You know, they're without Richie Palacios and Johnny DeLuca, who were supposed to be, if not everyday guys, in terms of your outfield, they were supposed to be regulars. And, you know, I think the same goes for Shane McClanahan, who was supposed to be their number one starter. And they're without Manny Rodriguez, who went on the injured list recently. Now, those should not be, you know, guys that they don't expect back. In fact, I would think that by the trading deadline, you know, it's possible all four of those guys could be back. If that's the case, you know, I think then the Rays would have to assess at that point, how are they playing? What are their needs? And what's the best way to make this team as good as they possibly can? So, you know, to say on June the 17th with 6 weeks to go is really hard to predict. I'd love to say that this team is going to continue that run, but boy, it's hard to go 19-6 no matter what time.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Me or you're talking.
Hey, Neil, what are the players, do they like playing in that heat and the humidity and the stadium?
I think it was, you know, playing here was obviously an adjustment at first because it was a temporary home and you really didn't get a ton of games. In fact, the Rays finished their exhibition schedule on a Sunday, and then by Friday they were starting the regular season. So I thought it took a little bit of time for this team to kind of adjust to playing here and make this their full-time home, because they've been used to playing on turf and the comforts of being at 72 degrees every night. But at least, you know, my feeling watching, you know, in the broadcast booth, when this group is home, the last few homestands have been an advantage. I think our group is adjusted to the heat. I think the other teams, when they come here, is a big adjustment, because none of these teams have faced heat like this. And I especially have seen, whether it's pitchers having a tough time finding the grip on the baseball. I saw Zach Eflin had a little bit of a challenge in one of the innings last night, or you get a 20 or 30 pitch inning in the heat, and all of a sudden you're wearing, I think, out your position players and your pitcher potentially. It's tough to come back from that. If the other pitcher and the Rays have been really good about getting quick shutdown innings, if they go out and throw a 10 or 12 or 15 pitch inning, then you're right back out there. And I think the last few weeks, that's been a big advantage for this group when they're home.
Neil Solon's Rays Radio, Orioles and Rays tonight, 7:35 down at Steinbrenner Field. Neil, appreciate the time as always. Tampa will be in Baltimore in about 10 days or so. So we'll talk to you before the rematch, and hopefully both teams still doing some positive things. How's that sound?
I would think so. I mean, look, it, regardless of what happened last night, the Orioles have won, what, 14 out of 21? So they play that kind of baseball for the next 6 weeks, and they're going to be in a pretty good spot.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.